Swindell on 2. 4A Green Torpy on 12. Scratch number 7. 7M Daniel Rogers on 4. 8A Ryan O'Connor on 6. 10 USA Ricky Logan on 7. 11 USA Peter Murphy on 1. 18 Greg Pickrell on 5. 19 Jamie Duff on 15. Right in 6P Nelson Hartley on 16. Across to the side of the page we go. Scratch 21A Mark Brown. 21 USA Tommy Tarleton on 18. 22 Dean Brindle on 11. 35 Hans Borre on 9. 37 Rob Corsgavin on 14. 38 Karen Forsey on 13. 56 Carl Wilson on 17. 71 Jamie McDonald on 2. 78 Daniel Eagleton on 8. 86 Jason Scott on 10. And 96 Jeremy Halpin on 19. I beg your pardon, Jamie McDonald, I beg your pardon, should be on grid 3. I beg your pardon, grid 3 for 71 Jamie McDonald.
All right, so the top six qualifiers were Sammy Swindell, Jamie McDonald, Peter Murphy, Ryan O'Connor, Daniel Rogers, and Greg Pickrell. And with the Marble inversion for the top six, Peter Murphy starts off the pole alongside Sammy Swindell. He's just moved back one spot. You probably want to be on the outside getting down into one off the start. Jamie McDonald, he will start off the inside of the second row grid 3. Daniel Rogers, what a great effort from the youngster out of Bay Park Speedway from 4. Greg Pickrell from 5. Ryan O'Connor from 6. Go back to Ricky Logan from 7. Daniel Eagleton from 8. Hans Borre from 9. And Ryan O'Connor spun up on the warm-ups. What's happened there for the autoterminal.co.nz 8? Looking to get a restart. So Hans Borre off 9. Jason Scott from 10, go back to Dean Brindle from 11, Glenn Torpy from 12, Karen Forsey from 13, Rob Corsgadden from 14, Jamie Duff from 15, Nelson Hartley from 16, Carl Wilson from 17, Tommy Carlton from 18, he had an upside down effort earlier on in the races, and it's all high joint quarter hire. Final row was teammates Jeremy Halpin and Jonathan Allard. Allard was, I think, he had a big issue with Rodney Wood. And the last teeth that saw them clash on track, certainly both were not very happy about the whole deal. Rodney Wood has decided not to contest the feature tonight. So 20 starters, 25 laps, round two of the Porter Hydrant International Sprint Car Series. And if it's as good as the midget race was, look out, get ready for action. 20 of these 850-plus horsepower wing monsters about to erupt here at Western Springs Speedway. That guy off the outside of the front row, I think we've got to watch. I think he wants to atone from night number one, where he got beat by Pete Murphy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sammy Swindell, he will be on fire. Of course, Peter Murphy's tasted victory here. He wants to taste it again. I tell you what, I think Ricky Logan might be one to look for. I know he's starting a little way back, but I think he may come through on the position number 7. And Jamie McDonald in a borrowed engine, might I add, a borrowed engine.
Yeah, they just put a borrowed engine in last night. We'll do our last lucky program draw, folks. 10463, 10463, and that will be for the Craig Delansky T-shirt. We'll do all of these hopefully at the end of the night, so you can come and collect them off the back of the podium. But we're going to go racing here very, very shortly with the International Sprint Car feature brought to you by Porter Hire and Hydrolink. I don't know if Brownie's ready down there on the infield, but Barry, have you got any picks? Who are we prepared to curse?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's quite amazing. Sammy Swindell, you talk about first-time feature winners. He's 55, I'm 55. I think it's about time we won a feature here, don't you?
Well, it may just be that. It's an All-American, slightly Australian front row with Peter Murphy up against Sammy Swindell. We're going the green, 25 laps. Swindell with the wheel stand halfway down the main straight. Goes straight into the lead in the Solder Cartage. Big Game Tree Stands, number one, USA. Max and Chaffee, Murphy into second, McDonald third, go back to O'Connor, Rogers and Pickrell, your top six, and it's traffic a plenty further in behind them. The 20 cars work their way around the window. Two wheel stands down the pit straight. I think he's just starting to show off.
Logan's starting to make his move through. He's up to the eighth position already. Out in front of Swindell, driving absolutely superbly.
Tommy Carlton charging from the back as well. He's picked up a couple. And Jonathan Allard's on the move. He's gone straight to the top, and he's up into the midfield. Last lap was scored in the 13th position. So Allard all the way from position 20. Oh! Allard's around, gets collected by Jamie Duff. And up and over goes the Powerbolt Tools, J&J. First Jello on lap number three.
22 laps to go. Hartley got it wrong. Duff had nowhere to go as Wilson retired to the infield after earlier heat crash. I tell you what, though, Sammy Swindell, he is on fire.
Did someone tell him there was a wheel stand competition on tonight, Brownie, because he's hardly had the front wheels on the deck so far in the first three laps?
Well, he hasn't actually had them on the deck much all night. He's been wheel standing through the heat, but I heard you say, I think he's showing off now. I think you might be right. We won't get a chance to ask him, surely.
Yeah, well, if it goes as quick as that opening series of laps, 13-3, Sammy Swindell quickest. Shook down the Wendy's 3 year thing midget car for the 50-lap world feature here on the last night of the series. He's going to jump back in a midget for that one. Jamie Duff out of the car. Knocked the top wing off the top of the Powerball Tools entry. Nelson Hartley's knocked the front end out of the Timbuy's number 6P Triple X.
Well, you know, it's certainly going to be interesting stuff. Peter Murphy now will be right behind Swindell. McDonald's doing well in a borrowed engine. They only fired up this afternoon. So you've got to really take your head off to the team there. And, of course, Roger Davis, the Dash 12 engine owner there. O'Connor a bit further back. Young Daniel Rogers, his rookie season, the young 16-year-old who resides in the Castrol entry. Greg Pickerel, Logan, Ella, where's he? Way back at 14th. So Ella at 14th. He's had a great night. The Ella after a contact with Rodney Wood put him in the fence. And, of course, Tommy Tarleton behind him. So hasn't been ideal hunting ground for those two Californians, has it?
No, it certainly hasn't been a good second night for them. And Barry... Murphy pulled up alongside Sammy. You're definitely not going to intimidate Sammy Swindell. And after the first night on the podium when Murphy called Sammy old, he actually at Bay Park Speedway the next night went and apologised, and Sammy said, I don't care, I know I'm old.
We had Murphy on the radio today, and he's done a bit of research. He now thinks Matter's got five streets, not just three.
Back to the green, Swindell wheels up as ever down the green. Murphy just about pulled off a better effort, and behind him, McDonald and O'Connor, the first of the two Kiwis, and young, pretty much sprint car rookie Daniel Rogers back there in the fifth position. Midway through last season, he was driving about an 80 horsepower Jackson powered mini stock, so he's gone to 800 plus horsepower, and he's doing a good job there to the Kiwis. But Swindell's just starting to check out. He's got half the straight advantage over Peter Murphy. I think Pete might have upset him when he called him old, and I think Sammy's going to pay this one back with interest.
Ella starting to make his way through. He's up to the position 10th in the rankings. It's all helping. It's a bit of a moment, a bit of a hair raiser outside for Swindell. With 20 laps to go, he's going to start lapping the field. And 5 laps, he's already starting to hit that traffic.
Yeah, he's just set the fastest lap of the race of the 13-2. This is quick. He's going to go around the outside of Jeremy Halpin. 6 laps complete. There's still a long way left to go here as Ricky Logan goes around the outside of Daniel Rogers for the fifth position. Swindell gets squeezed up against the pit fence by one of the back markers, but he continues on working that high line in the big game tree stands. Number one, Maxim, his wife Amy Swindell here tonight. Looking on, she'll be living every lap at the moment. Oh, he just ran down the pit straight fence, had both right side tyres right up against the fence as he goes to the outside of Rod Corstadden in lap traffic.
Great drive down the back. O'Connor and McDonald are exchanging bars of the way. Where is McDonald starts to pull away? Swindell now comes up on the former South Island champion, Karen Thorpe, as Murphy passes two cars in one movement to try and reel in. Slam and seven. Here comes Allard. Right from the back. He's already up to position number 6.
Oh, McDonald jumps the cushion, loses a spot to Ryan O'Connor. Up into third goes the reigning Western Springs track champion. Slide up from McDonald, trying to get the spot back, but Logan and Allard are closing in on the top 5. It is Sammy Swindell, 10 laps complete, 15 to go. He's got around the 86 of Jason Scott. He's currently scored in the 14th position, so he's lapped everyone up to the 13th spot. This is a fairly long run on the green from that last restart. And of course, he goes off into the infield. He's not going to keep it going and parks the car right on the edge of the circuit off the pit straight. Just as I say, that was a good long green flag run. It goes yellow. I'll cop the blame for that one, lad.
Well, there you go. I think the big move at the moment, Allard and Logan. So the restart order will be 1 USA Swindell, 11 USA Murphy, 8 Auckland O'Connor, 71 A McDonald, 10 USA Logan, 0 USA Allard, and 7 M Rogers. Oh.
I love this brownie. Straight off the yellow, Murphy pulls up and passes Sammy Swindell. I think Sammy knows he's there.
Yeah, I think there's been a fair bit of a little byplay between them, hasn't there, since they got down here for the series? And, well, yeah, Murphy's not shy, is he?
Oh, he's an Aussie. They're never short of words. His teammate Tommy Tarleton's won the World Stand Award. He hiked a huge one over the cushion down in turn number one a couple of laps ago. For the restart order on lap 12, Sammy Swindell out of Germantown, Tennessee. 11, Peter Murphy and the Daltons. Maxim, Ryan O'Connor, Jamie McDonald, Ricky Logan and Jonathan Allard. That yellow, guys, it really helps Logan and Allard. Logan started out of position 7, but Allard, well, he's just about at the start in the car park from grid 20. Brownie's gone quiet and off down on the infield, so they're just trying to sort out the restart order. A couple of lap cars just getting sorted out. So, Sammy Swindell.
Are we going to see an all-international podium? It's looking ominous, Jamie. It's looking very ominous. Lights are out, so we're going to go green. Swindell pulls away. We're racing with 14 laps to go.
Well, like the midget feature, it's the same top three from the opening night with Swindell, Murphy and O'Connor. Swindell finished third, O'Connor second and Murphy third. So a little bit of a mix-up in the positions as Logan goes to work on the inside of Jamie McDonald. Picks him up on the inside in the Lucas Oil Products. Number 10, J&J. Next up for McDonald, it's welcome to Jeremy R. Jonathan Allard in the Ford IR High Joint Zero USA Maxim. He's got the Pike River Miners on the wing. It's all about Allard as he goes around the outside of McDonald. That is a big pass through to fifth for the two sides. King of California.
Great driving though, Swindell, Murphy, O'Connor's going to come under all sorts of attackers. Logan reels him in. Who in turn has been reeled in by Allard? McDonald further back in the Nikita 71. Oh, beautiful sight. Swindell again with Lynn Trivick approaching him now. It's the course Canada. It's also sitting in the 17th position for the second time. He's going to be left.
As Allard and Logan go to war for the fourth position, Tommy Carlton's trying to make up some ground. Goes around the outside of Greg Pickerel up into the 10th position. Out of Fresno, California. Oh, down and spins down through 3 and 4 right in front of Ryan O'Connor, but continues on. No yellow. It's still Sammy Swindell, fastest lap at 13.1, and he did that off the last restart. How many laps we got to go? 9 laps left to go for the American. Now in heavy, heavy lap traffic, and Peter Murphy's only 6 car lengths away.
Murphy's starting to weigh in. Sammy Swindell, as the cars in front of him are going which way at the moment? Swindell goes right. Here comes Murphy. The last week feature winner, he's up against it. No, he pulls away. Swindell again with another wheel team.
Allard lost ground to Logan. He was right up and behind him through 1 and 2. I think he jumped the cushion. He's up over there again pulling wheel stands in the Zero USA machine. Swindell getting away from Murphy in traffic. Oh, can't just check right up in front of Sammy. He is flying, he just passed the right rear off the main street fence underneath the flag stand. We have got 5 laps left to go. Brian Thompson with the signal. There's no way these guys are going to see it underneath the wings. But Sammy Swindell is just putting on a clinic. He just lapped Jason Scott again for the second time. Murphy under pressure now from O'Connor, who's got an inside run. He's going to get hung up on the inside by that traffic. Murphy crosses him over. He had to make that move because O'Connor was coming. O'Connor had to throw everything out to stop running into the back of the Mac 1 chassis of Karen Forsey.
Here comes Logan, though. Logan now is turning around, and Logan underneath the inside of O'Connor for third. The American's gone. O'Connor has lost to make the fourth. Logan up the third. America win 2 and 3.
Yeah, Logan hung O'Connor up in traffic as he tries to come back at the Little Rock Rocket. Ryan O'Connor up against Ricky Logan. It's still Sammy Swindell. White flag not too far away. Just a couple to go for the legendary American. Peter Murphy second. Ricky Logan now up in the third, looking for his first podium of the international season. Went into the night stick, fourth in the points behind Pete Murphy, Ryan O'Connor and Sammy Swindell. And this point battle is going to be so close. White flag out on the racetrack for Sammy Swindell. What a race.
Oh, beautiful sight. Swindell comes out of turn number 2. Down the back straight away. He comes. He's lifting the wheels off the ground at every moment. Into turn 3. Out of 4. The international features going out of Sammy Swindell. He takes the win. Swindell wins it. Murphy is second. Logan third. O'Connor in fourth. Allard fifth.
What a drive from Allard. From grid position 20 to 5th. It's certainly going to help him back in the points. What an 8th place finish on opening night. But this is really going to make the points tight. Tomorrow, Western Spring Speedway, get on. Sammy Swindell out of Germantown, Tennessee. He's got the American flag. Well, the American domination continues for both the Crown Plaza Auckland International Midget World Series and the Port Ohio Hydrolink International Sprint Car Series.